Audio guide, Galafiguera Lighthouse. This lighthouse was opened in 1860. The original project was drawn up by the civil engineer Emili Pou in 1867, with a budget of 328,207.39 reais. With the contractor being Juan Sureda y Villalonga. The light has a nominal range of 15 nautical miles, with a light pattern of 4 white flashes every 20 seconds. The tower itself is 24 meters tall, and its focal plane is situated at 45 meters above sea level. It originally started operations as a sixth-order lighthouse with a stationary light. Although it was located at one extreme of the Bay of Palma, land access was complicated and it had to be supplied by boat. In 1917, after the outbreak of the First World War, an artillery battery was built nearby, which together with that at Cap Enderrocat made up the defense of the bay in the case of potential attack by sea. In 1919, rotating panels were installed around the optic, producing a light pattern of 2 occultations every 10 seconds. In the same year, the old petrol-fueled lighting system was replaced by another, powered by an acetylene generator that mixed carbide rocks with water. In high southwesterly winds, the waves would often wash over the lighthouse buildings. The lighthouse keepers stationed here often had to help come the aid of shipwrecks on many occasions, even receiving official recognition for these acts of bravery. This is the case of Miquel Alemany, one of the first lighthouse keepers, and Eusebio Talon, one of the last, who saved the lives of 9 people.